Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa has allowed 8 Eskom coal-fired plants to breach emission rules in an attempt to help the cash-strapped utility focus resources on providing a steady supply of electricity. Letabo, Kendal, Tutuka, Majuba, Matimba and Madupi plants were given a 5-year exemption, while Duva and Matla were given an extension until 2034 to clean up their Emissions Act. A turnaround plan actioned by York Timber Holdings has seen its headline earnings a share jump from 14.3 cents in the 6 months to December from 4.67 cents a year before. Revenue was up by 18% to just over R1 billion, and earnings improved to 84.3 million rand from 8.3 million rand. And Business Live reports that the ANC and DA are on the brink of signing a historic deal to pass the budget. The two anchor parties in the Government of National Unity have been in deadlock talks to resolve differences in policy issues with Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's national budget. Stocks in the red across the board yesterday, taking their cue from the sharp falls in the US on Friday. The all share in the top 40 down 1% to 88,637 and 81,410 respectively. Donald Trump's anticipated trade tariff liberation day tomorrow has sent stocks on a roller coaster, and Wall Street was no exception. The Dow ended up 1%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, and the Nasdaq down 0.1%. London's FTSE was down 1%. Asian markets positive this morning, with Tokyo up 0.5%, Hong Kong up 0.75%, and Sydney up 0.5%. A stronger rand this morning at 8.27 to the dollar. It's 23.64 rand to pound sterling and 19.79 rand to the euro, which has gained some ground to 108.25 to the dollar. Gold is at $3,144, platinum at $1,028, Bitcoin at $83,161, and a barrel of Brent crude at $75.01.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.